This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
My question is about student loans in Norway. There are two ways to apply for this loan.
Yeah.
The one way is to just apply for the scholarship, which is 40% of the total amount. Then let's say if you apply and you could get a maximum 100,000, you will get 40,000. And when you pass your exams, this money is yours. You don't have to give it back.
But you cannot say that again. Sorry. If what?
If you pass your exams, You don't have to pay this money back. The other way is to apply for full loan and full scholarship.
Yeah.
This means you will get 100,000. 40% of those is the scholarship, and 60% is as a loan. So, and if you pass your exams, this 40% will be your. You don't have to pay them back. But the remaining 60%, you need to pay them back, and the interest. Begins when you finish with your degree, with your study, and then the interest starts. So if you pay back this amount before the interest starts, you don't pay any interest on them. But if you don't manage to pay them back before the interest starts, you'll have to pay interest on them. So is this allowed or not?
Okay. What happens if you fail your exams?
If you fail your exams, this obviously the 40%, not all of them will be transferred to your money. It depends on how much points you have done. If you have done the 50% points of your total amount, then 50% of the amount will be given to you. But if you manage to pass your exams later, then they will do it. Give you that money also later.
Okay, if you imagine that, like what we have in England, once you finished your study, and you could not find a job.
Yeah. If you could not find a job.
Yeah.
You can apply to pay the money later, but the rent, but the interest would still be running.
If you reach the age of 60 or 65, retirement age, yeah, and you did not pay it.
There is some issues about the length of... there are some issues with they can forgo the loan if something happens or something, but I don't have the full picture of that.
Yeah, but are you sure that if you don't find a job, still the interest will be accumulated?
Yeah, the interest will be accumulated. And I'm unsure about if you can apply to say that apply so the rent the interest is also cut.
Yeah, what I know that in different countries, including the UK, yeah, that if you don't find a job, they will freeze the interest. Okay. They will freeze the interest until you start earning. And also, in England, for example, by the way, that is the case in different countries. So maybe it is very likely to be the same here in Norway. Furthermore, if you do not earn enough money, yeah, I think above 25,000, yeah, 25,000 pounds a year per annum, then you are not obliged to pay back, yeah, unless you start earning enough money. Well, anyway, see, by the way, another question: who gives you the loan, the government or the university?
It's but from the government.
Yeah, the government.
Yeah.
And the government, who owns the universities?
The government. It depends. It can also be private universities.
See, yeah. if these loans are provided, generally speaking, brothers and sisters, if these loans are provided by the government to the citizens, yeah, to study in governmental universities, governmental institutions, not the private ones, then that is not a typical loan. Although we call it a loan, and we call the interest on it as interest, but that is not a typical loan, and the interest on it is not a typical riba. Why is this? Because as if the government selling you the seat in the university. Yeah? The government is selling you the seat in the university, telling you, you study, okay, to study medicine or to study engineering, you have to pay me this much amount of money. So they are selling you a service with certain conditions. Okay? This is one way to look at it, which means that it is not a loan. Yeah? The government is not giving you a loan. On the other side, also, there is another element, which is you can look at it, if it is from the government, that the government is having an investment contract with you. They are investing in you. And they are telling you, take this much amount of money. If they are giving you maintenance loan, for example, the government is telling you, take study, yes, study in the university, take this much amount of money, and to study in the university, and once you are qualified, we will share the profit. We will share the profit. Okay? This is like an investment contract, because the government has a duty towards you as a citizen. Okay? And the government is not giving you money to take more money in a fixed way. No. The government is providing you with this service to study. Yeah? And it might give you money to help you to study. So you are going and investing in this. Yeah? And once you are qualified, you start working and earning money and then sharing the profit with the government. Even if we say the profit is fixed, the amount of profit that you need to share with the government is fixed according to the Malikis or other scholars, that is allowed. Yeah? So that is, again, another way of looking at it. And hence, generally speaking, I believe that the student loans given by Western governments, or most of the Western governments, to students, with those conditions or with similar conditions, that if you don't earn, you don't pay. Yeah, if you don't work, you don't pay. If you reach the age of retirement, then you don't pay, which means that it is not a typical loan. And furthermore, the government is the one who controls the universities, or the government is the one who owns the universities, and you are studying in one of those universities. These are the general features. If those general features are there, okay, I don't think that this so-called student loan is a riba-based loan, and I strongly believe that you can take it. Especially, it is a relationship between you and the government that has a responsibility on you, or towards you, sorry. Responsibility towards you. I don't believe that it is riba, and then you can use it, inshallah.
I just checked up, and it says that the interest can be deleted if you apply, if you don't have job, if you have if you have to look after some children or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly, this is what I said. Yeah, this is what I said. Most of the Western countries, yeah, they treat it like this, because it is a kind of help provided by the government to the to the students or to the citizens.
What about if you study on other non-governmental universities, such as Medina or and private universities.
Yeah, then we need to look at it, how it works. Okay, leave it for another time. But
can we look at it because of the last answer you gave?
Okay.
People are applying now in Medina.
So, how does it work?
Exactly the same. They study in Medina.
The government does not give you the loan to study locally?
It's exactly the same.
Really?
It's exactly the same. You can get loans.
They don't mind.
No, they don't mind. You can study abroad and you'll get the same loan.
Same applies. Yeah, same. This in fact, this makes it an investment contract whereby the government is telling you, take this money, yeah, go study, build yourself, have a degree, work, then we will share the profit. Yeah, if you don't work, yes, or you don't earn enough money, then you are not making profit, we are not sharing it. Yeah. And by the way, I remember Brother Omar Sulaiman, mashallah, who is well acquainted in Islamic finance, he is the one who interpreted like this in the beginning. And then I remember visiting Professor Sami Swalim. He's an expert in Islamic finance. He works for IDP, IDB, Islamic Development Bank. And he's expert. He authored a number of books and he speaks good English. He studied in America as well. He's a specialized in Islamic finance. And we discussed it and he completely agreed that this is the way to look at it. It is an investment contract. Yeah, it is not a typical loan. There is no element of loan. A loan means you have to pay it back as it is with, if you add a surplus or so-called interest, then it becomes riba. Otherwise, it is not a typical loan. We need to look at it from a different angle. Yeah.
Jazakumullah khair, Sheikh.